Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're here today with Blanca. You can learn all about her at officialblanca.com. Blanca, thanks so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Now, you're from New York by birth, is that right?
I am. I was born in New York, but I can't really claim it.
Okay.
Because I moved when I was very young. So I was a baby when we moved to Florida.
Okay, so Florida's your home. You live in Florida now. So how did you, as a Floridian down there, and you've had a long musical journey even to this point, how did you break into the music world from there in Florida?
So I've always had a passion for music since I was a little girl. I think very early on in my childhood, my parents realized that, you know, there was some, not only passion there, but some talent. And so living in Florida, the main thing that we have that many people know in Orlando is Disney World. So I started kind of my musical journey, professional journey with Disney and their entertainment program there. And I was about maybe, you know, 14 years old or so. And I was doing just stuff at the park or doing conferences for other schools in the area about the arts. And so that was kind of where I was like, oh, I can actually do this like as a living. But then around 17 years old, I ended up giving my life to the Lord, and I started going to a church here, my local church, which was Faith Assembly, and immediately got plugged into these amazing, just like group of artists, creatives, musicians, that would meet together every week and kind of have like a Bible study where we would work on music together and also like get into the Word. And it was called Group One. And so that's where I started. A lot of people know me from a band called Group One Crew, which is where I started in the Christian music industry. And from that Bible study, a few of us moved on to getting signed to a Nashville record label. And I was with them for probably over 10 years, touring and just making music together. I think we did 3 or 4 records, and then I went solo. And here I am. It feels like a century later, still doing music and giving it my all.
So when you're at Disney World, that's fascinating to hear. Like, what kind of stuff were you doing?
It's so weird. It wasn't like, you know, I did auditions, and they were like, you know, like the different TV shows and stuff that they had at Disney. But mostly what I did, what happened was the vice president, I believe, of Disney Entertainment was a speaker at my school. Like, he came for one of our, you know, how they have when you're, I was probably in 9th grade, and they have like motivational speaking, what you're going to do after life after school. And so he came to speak, and I was put to sing before he came. So I did either the national anthem or something, and he heard me sing. So afterwards, he gave me his card, and he said, I would love for you to come to our offices, and we can talk about maybe having you do some of these events with us in the future. So me and my mom went, and we started there, where we would do some of those conferences and like in other schools. And then I did like the world's largest concert, which was like a choir concert with different schools all over the world. And I was one of the hosts for Disney, just random things, but definitely this is, I've never talked about this, by the way. This is so
oh, I love
funny
it.
To
this
do
is
like
awesome.
A flashback. But I remember being like 14 years old and getting my first like Disney check for like $1,500 and being like, oh my gosh, I'm rich.
That's right. Like,
this is amazing. A 14 year old that my mom was like, whoa, what's happening here? So it was definitely a crazy time where I got to work with them for a few years.
I got heaven on my mind. I got people waiting by. Close my eyes and I can see. Dancing on them golden streets. Got me dreaming of the day. Never leave, we get to stay. Till I see that welcome sign. I ain't even gonna lie. Shining through, these birds are singing too. I'm happy to be with it, but can't wait for trumpet sounds. Oh Lord, I'm so grateful that today I am alive, but until the end of time.
Still, I count it all joy when I run into trouble. I count it all good when the bad days come. 'Cause I know that you're always working, and I know that you're still not done. So I'm gonna lift your praise through the trial. Ain't no storm gonna stop my voice. Blanca on Behind the Tunes, officialblanca.com. And so at 17, you come to know Christ, and then you end up in so the Bible study was called Group One. Is that right? Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah.
And so
it was called Group.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well,
no,
so,
no, no.
So,
yeah,
so,
it was called Group One.
Which is interesting to me. So you just go to a Bible study called Group One, and then Group One crew, you were just the ones that were born out of that. And I never realized that. It was just a Bible study name that it began with, and then kind of the rest is history. But that's fascinating.
It was probably 13 of us when we first started, and we were all like artists, or we wanted to be solo artists, and the head people were Manuel, which ended up being, you know, one of the main people in Group One crew that many people know. And then there was another guy named Paul, who was the other like leader of the Bible study, and we would meet and just help each other grow, like just have some type of community. And if someone was working on a project, like I would do background vocals, or one of them had a studio, so he would let us use his equipment, and another one was a rapper, you know, like just random creatives that really understood the meaning of needing that kind of accountability and friendship to help in the faith.
Oh, that's fascinating. Goodness. And so, obviously, your parents were supportive. They were helping you and encouraging along the way. Was your family growing up? Were they musical at all?
Well, my parents actually ended up divorcing when I was really young,
okay.
And then so I lived with my mom and my older brother, which both are not musical at all. My mom was, you know, she loved art in terms of like actual drawing and stuff like that. So she had the creative bug, but music wasn't her thing. And then my dad, he was the musical person in our family. So he was actually the first person in my family who gave his life to the Lord.
Okay.
And then, started bringing me and my brother to church, and that's how I came to know the Lord. But he, was a Christian salsa singer. So in Puerto Rico, where my family's from, my dad actually did music in Spanish, which was like a salsa feel, and he opened a church, and just people knew him as like the outgoing salsero that did Christian music. But I definitely get my passion, I think, of music from him.
A salsa? That's fascinating. I love your story already. We're just getting started. I'm like, man, this story is great. My goodness.
We got dust on our Bibles, brand new iPhones. No wonder why we feel this way. Hey, how you been? It's been a while, and I'm just checking in. I miss the way things used to be back in 2017, and I just miss my friend. Hey, I've been fine. I've been struggling to find some peace of mind. It's the problem of a nation, and in our generation, we're too busy. We can't find the time. Are we busy, or is it all a lie? We got done.
2017, and I just miss my friend. Oh, I just miss my friend. But we got dust on our bottles, brand new iPhones. Don't wonder why we feel this way. We walk with our eyes closed, blindly blindfolded. How do we those idols in dusty Bibles?
Get here with Blanca. officialblanca.com. Blanca, do you remember the first album you bought with your own money?
Oh, I was just talking about this the other day with some friends. I think the first album I may have bought with my own money would be either like an NSYNC or Spice Girls, because I was obsessed with both.
Come on with it.
And then I think the first album that I remember receiving, like my first tape, I'm aging myself
yeah,
here a little bit, but
when I was young,
I had my first tape was Usher.
Oh, wow.
And it was You Make Me Wanna. It was one of his first singles that he had, and it was like the single, and then on the backside it was the instrumental, so I would practice it and try to like do the Usher run. And then my first CD was Mace, which is so crazy. I don't know if people remember Mace, but he was like with P. Diddy all the time, and it was the a birthday gift that I got for like my seventh grade birthday. So that's what I remember in terms of music that I had and purchased.
Can we just discuss the fact that Usher has been around long enough to have a tape? How fascinating is that, right?
It is.
Well, you mentioned Spice Girls, you mentioned NSYNC and Usher. Were they influences of you musically, kind of as you were developing who you were musically?
Yeah, I think I honestly feel like a lot of R&B was a huge influence in my music growing up. And then as a young girl, of course, like the divas of the 90s were like my biggest inspiration. Anyone from Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, Selena, like all these kind of like big female artists that influenced a lot of that time growing up. And then as I started getting a little older and having like musical taste and being like, oh, I like this, it would be the R&B stuff like Brandy and Lauryn Hill, you know, stuff like that I really connected with.
Still got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100 mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. Still changing me piece by piece. Such a long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right. Still, always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple red words come alive. And you realize he's working on me. I need more every day. That's why he's working on.
I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I am believing, my God is, He's working on me. Still changing me piece by piece. Still making me better, gonna do His thing. Don't care how long it takes. Still, all I know is, I don't care if it's a little cliche to say that I'm a sinner saved by grace. Cause I need more every day. That's why working on me still. He's working on me still.
Blanca, if you could open up for anybody, dead or alive, dead or alive.
Oh, man.
Completely unfair question, and I know it. Anybody, who would it be? And think of it more from the standpoint of like, you just got to, you get to be present with them that day.
Oh, that's hard. Ooh. I'm going to say, at this, I'm just going to say what's on my mind just because of what we've been talking about. But I think any of those idols from like a Celine Dion, I remember seeing Celine Dion live, and the minute she didn't even sing a note, the curtain just opened and she like slid through the, slid in the middle of the curtain with the spotlight, and I started crying. I'm like, oh, she's incredible. So I think being able to just spend the day with her and let her know how, like, we can, and we can get into this a bit more, but my parents have both passed away. And I think there's just something special about Celine Dion that used to bond me and my mom. The same with like Whitney Houston, all these songs that, like my number one song that I would sing at every talent show was Hero by Mariah Carey. So it's like, there's certain memories that I have with my mom that I'm like, if I could just sit with these people and share with them how they've influenced kind of who I am today, it'd be great. But I guess that's a good answer. I don't know.
Oh, that's a great answer.
I'm sticking to it.
Stick to it. Stick to it.
I try to pray, but the words aren't coming out the way they used to. Did I lose my faith? God, do I still trust you? I try to worship, but when I lift my hands, it all just feels so empty. Is it the heavy of the world, or is it just me? Though I've sung a thousand times, you're perfect and you'll never leave my side. Can I be honest? I just wanna know that you still got this. When all I'm holding on to is a promise, God, you promise that you'll never. When I'm scared of the dark, you're right there with me. Your kindness never fails, it's always reaching after me. But right now, God, all I need is to be honest. Oh, I've heard stories of you showing up when it was least expected. Every time you prove your timing's always perfect.